This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and have got some bluegrass music lined up for you to hear. And we're going to kick it straight off with Russell Moore and Third Time Out. The opening tune was one called Back Porch Bluegrass, and that's really the theme tune of this whole show. And Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, of course, myself on banjo, Alan James on bass, and Colin Watson on guitar. That was recorded in Australia in 1976. Well, this was recorded in 2009 by Russell Moore and Third Time Out, and it's the Big City Blues.
Something I can't beat. I just can't get my feet on the floor when that rooster starts to crow. If I had to leave this world tomorrow, Lord, this ain't no way to go. Well, pushing pins is
of fun. The first chance I get, I'm gonna take my guitar and run. Think I'll head up to Kentucky, the birthplace of Bill Monroe. And I'll be singing high and lonesome when that evening sun sinks low.
City Blues, real funky bluegrass, and don't they do it really well? That was Russell Moore on Third Time Out. And one of my trips to the USA to listen to bluegrass and meet up with friends, I went to a concert at the Freight and Salvage in just north of San Francisco there, and in Berkeley, and saw the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience, and it was a wonderful experience. David Grisman on mandolin, Samson Grisman, his son, on bass, Keith Little on banjo and a bit of guitar, Chad Manning on fiddle, Jim Nunnally on guitar, and they put on a wonderful program of music, and I bought the CD, of course. I don't think I got the T-shirt, but I had a wonderful night. And one of the songs on the CD, and I can't recall whether they actually did it on the night, is one called I'm Rolling On. And that was a tune that we learnt decades ago with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from the Lilly Brothers version of the song. And we used to use it to finish our concerts with this tune, I'm Rolling On, and you'll hear the way David Grisman does it. Whereas one by one, we left the stage and we finally left Alan with the guitar by himself. And when he realised he was by himself, he rolled on and left the empty stage. And that was the way we finished the concert, which was pretty good fun at the time. I don't know if we'd do it now, but anyway, here's David Grisman and the Bluegrass Experience doing the tune I'm Rolling On.
I wish I was in the Southland, just sitting in a chair, with one arm around my old guitar and the other around your dear. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. Whether I'm in the country, whether I'm in the town, I've always got my old guitar, whether I'm up or down. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on
through life, just rolling on. I can be strumming on my old guitar to get my poor heart ease. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. Well, maybe someday I'll marry if I can find the gal. Love my old guitar as much as I love her. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. I wish I was in the Southland, sitting in a chair, one arm around my old guitar and the other around a deer. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on.
Isn't that a good fun tune? Can you imagine us leaving the stage one by one? Oh, I laugh when I think about it now, but it was a great idea at the time and it was a perfect song for that. Well, I thought so anyway. We're going to have a banjo tune now and have an album called Dr. Banjo Steps Out. And that, of course, is Peter Wernick. And he is a doctor of sociology. He got his doctorate in the early 1970s and his sociology doctorate, as well as giving him a name of Dr. Banjo. He's been an astonishing teacher of banjo, jam sessions, bluegrass, right through the decades. He's had a huge influence in bringing people to banjo, and some of that was long after this tune was recorded, but it's lots of instrumentals when Dr. Banjo's stepping out here. We know Pete Wernick through his time, particularly with Hot Rise. They were a fine band and he did a great job playing banjo. I've picked a tune that I think is a real New Zealand tune. It's one called Blueberry Ripple. And that to me would be the name of an ice cream. New Zealand is pretty good at doing ice creams, and we often have fruit shops that have ice cream stands, and you get your ice cream with real fresh fruit mixed with it. I can just imagine a blueberry mixed in with the ice cream and coming up with a great big blueberry ripple ice cream. And so I recommend them if you're traveling through New Zealand and you see a fruit shop and it says real fruit ice creams, go and see if they got Blueberry Ripple. And so there was a banjo tune named after this. Pete Wernick did it. So let's have a listen to the banjo tune. He's got some people playing with him. Alan Sennauk, I can't say Sennauke. I don't know how you'd pronounce that. Great guitar player. Howie Tarnauer on mandolin and Peggy Hain on bass. I'm not very good at some of these names, am I? Never mind, I got Pete Wernick right, I think, unless it's Wernick. I think it's Pete Wernick. And here we go with Blueberry Ripple. Thank you. Sure if that reminds me of a blueberry ripple ice cream or not, but he's a fine banjo picker and he had some neat interplay going on there with that mandolin, for sure. That was really nice. Peter Wernick, Dr. Peter Wernick, and he's made a huge contribution to bluegrass music and introducing it to lots and lots of people. I'm really pleased about that. Well, in New Zealand, we've got a big event coming up. The young band You, Me, Everybody is touring New Zealand in early 2026 to promote their new album, Midnight, which is featuring bluegrass-infused folk music. That's a pretty good description. And here's some of their tour dates. If you can, go and see them. Support local music. They are fine musicians. They'll put on a great show and you'll really enjoy it. On March the 12th, they're at the Meteor Theatre in Hamilton. And on March the 13th, they're at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. And I can't believe that I will be away in Australia while those two dates are being played. I just can't imagine how they've managed to plan the tour with me being away. On March the 15th, they're at the Whangatau Hall in Whangatau near Warkworth. March the 20th at New Plymouth Little Theatre in New Plymouth. And then a little bit of a gap, April 11th at 116 Whangarei. And then a gap, and June the 27th at Barrytown Hall in Barrytown near Greymouth. Oh, that would be a great one to go to. I'd love to go down and see that. Fair way away, though. And July 1, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. So they're the venues that they're playing at. Tickets for these dates are currently on sale with various venue-specific booking sites available. So you just have to look up the You, Me, Everybody tour for the Midnight album tour dates. You, Me, Everybody is, of course, Lawrence Frangos Rhodes and Sam Frangos Rhodes, his brother. Sam plays mandolin and fiddle. Lawrence plays guitar, and he even makes his guitars, which are beautiful. Nat Talkington on banjo, he from the Pippi Pickers. And Kim Bonington on guitar, she comes out of a career in country music. And Rob Henderson on bass. Rob's been converted to playing bluegrass on double bass. And is a really good musician. They do a wonderful job, play very, quite complex music. And I'm going to play you a track now. And this is one called Heart of Stone. And this is from the new album, Midnight. Sounds like this. You, Me, Everybody.
I look in the mirror what do I see? And I see a ghost looking at me. I look in the mirror, and what do I see? I see a shadow of what I used to be. And this old heart of stone beats mighty somber. This old heart of stone, some things they'll never change, like the way you feel on a bad, bad day. Ain't no use to sit and pine, ain't no use to wonder why. Just watch the sun rise and fall. I did my best, gave it all. Close my eyes and feel the pain. Tomorrow I'll be born again. So many battles, so much lost, everything gained, Lord, comes at a cost. So many miles and worn out shoes, but every footstep was honest and true. This old heart of stone beats mighty somber. And this old heart of stone, bittersweet nostalgia's deep. The path is long, the path is deep. What lies ahead is not so clear. I hope I'm not consumed by fear. All or nothing, there's no way out. The stakes are high and full of doubt. Vicious nights, I hope someday I see the light. Change like the way you feel on a bad, bad day. Ain't no use to sit and pine, ain't no use to wonder why. Just watch the sun rise and fall. I did my best, gave it all. Close my eyes and feel the pain. Tomorrow I'll be born.
Oh, they do things differently sometimes. I guess that's a folk music side of things. Great players, wonderful harmonies. Go and see the concert. You'll really enjoy it. That's You, Me, Everybody, right here in New Zealand, touring in March. And that will be exciting. Let's hear from the Northern Lights. That's a band from up the New England way, around Maine, I think. This is an album called New Moon, and it was a new moon 20 years ago. Ben DeMerith on lead vocals and guitar and mandolin, Bill Henry on guitar and lead and harmony vocals, John Daniel on bass, and Dave Dick on banjo, mandolin, and they do a real mixture of sounds, a little bit like You, Me, Everybody, but they also do some driving bluegrass. And here they are doing Blue Yodel number 4, Northern Lights.
She's a real heavyweight, she hangs on.
was the Northern Lights, and wouldn't that be a great song to watch them do on stage? Be able to hold your breath and do that, and that'd really get the audience going. That was excellent. That was the Blue Yodel number 4, a very inspired bluegrass version of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and anything to do with music, from a set of strings to a new Martin guitar, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They're all musicians. They can talk to you in ways that you understand and that they understand, and you'll come away with just what you want, I'm sure of it. They've been great at sponsoring music around Hamilton for the last 60 years. I'm delighted to be sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And the reason why this show comes from Hamilton, New Zealand, is way back in the mid-1960s, my friend Alan Rhodes and I played a little bit of folk music of the day, like the Kingston Trio, Brothers Four, and the New Christy Minstrels, and I was always attracted to banjo. And then we heard the Beverly Hillbillies theme song, and I said, that's how I want to play banjo. And found out there was a whole genre of music that came with that. And I've been immersed in it ever since, mostly through the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, but through a whole lot of other bands too. And these days with my sons, the Trendwiths, just playing our own brand of bluegrass. And digging into my supplies of CDs and LPs, to put together a radio show that I hope you're going to enjoy and come up with something that I'm sure there'd be something in there that you'd like to hear anyway. The show goes out on Access Radio to a whole bunch of different stations around New Zealand, Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, that's the Lower North Island, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. They all take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Hello, if you're listening, give me a bit of a wave, but not if you're in the middle of doing the dishes or something, because you'll drop something. And also goes out on Access Radio stations in Canada, like CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, Prince George, British Columbia. The Southern Branch is actually in Tennessee. I've got that listed wrong. I was looking up some information. We played at the Mariposa Folk Festival in 1971, and that's quite near London, Ontario. And I saw the name there, and I thought, I know that place. I don't really know it. We just drove through it. But anyway, that's how Back Porch Bluegrass came to be, and I hope you're enjoying my take on it. Now I'm going to use one of those LPs now to play some music. This is an LP of the Rice Brothers, and we're all very familiar with the great and late great Tony Rice and his absolutely astonishing guitar skills and vocal skills. And his brother Larry Rice, mandolin, tenor singer, guitarist, and has worked in many bands, made a huge contribution to bluegrass music. And the younger brother, Wyatt Rice, also plays guitar just like Tony does, often plays backup guitar for Tony in their recordings. And their brother, Ron Rice, played acoustic bass, not so well known. They put together an album just with the Rice brothers playing, and they were helped out by Bill Emerson on banjo, Frank Poindexter on dobro, and I think he was their uncle. And Jerry Douglas played a bit of dobro, Ricky Simpkins played some fiddle. And there's some great tunes on this, and we're going to hear two of them, I think. Grapes on the Vine, which is a Steve Gillette, Charles Corto song. Excellent song for bluegrass music. And then old traditional gospel song, You're Drifting Away. I'm not sure who wrote that, but it's a good song. We're going to hear the Rice Brothers. Let's have a listen. Thank you.
to people. There are secrets you keep right through to the end. There are heroes that hide until forever. And I'm singing this song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there, the one with his life on the loose, going either somewhere or nowhere, going without me, without you. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. Down where the mission bell cries, and the sorrow echoes through summer as he tries to close all his eyes and dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of the distance were what his heart would call him. You can find him in Buffalo in June, and he knows all the back roads between them like a gypsy knows the moon. And it's Route 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out and try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man, smile for the girl, puzzled at the rest of the world. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. Living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. Center the bright wing, you never trod, you're drifting away. You're me, you're drifting away. When you come across the river and you haven't met with God, you're drifting away.
You're drifting away.
You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. On down the dark river, I'm sorry to say, you're drifting away. You're drifting away. Too long to let Jesus hear you pray. You won't give up your earthly treasures to enter the promised land. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You can hear Jesus calling and you won't accept his hand. You're drifting away.
You're drifting away.
You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. On down the dark river, I'm sorry to say, you're drifting away. You're drifting away. Don't wait too long to let Jesus hear you pray. Jesus, don't give the command. You're drifting away.
You're drifting away.
You're drifting away.
You're drifting away.
And the dark rolling river.
bird takes you to the sinking sand. You're drifting away.
You're drifting away.
You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. On down the dark river, I'm sorry to say, you're drifting away. You're drifting away. Don't wait too long to let Jesus hear you pray.
Well, that's a bit different, wasn't it? Very smooth version of it. And isn't their guitar playing just beautiful? Just lovely. That was the Rice Brothers, all four of them. And what a legacy they have given to bluegrass music, eh? Well, it's not often that I can announce two tours in one radio show in New Zealand, but we're having a visit from Kindred Spirit. That's Randy Gamble from Sassafras. He's coming back to New Zealand. He really likes coming back to New Zealand. I think this is his fourth visit. He's had a couple of visits with Sassafras, the whole band, but this time he's coming with Jeff Pardue, who plays fiddle and accordion and vocals. Randy plays guitar, does vocals, and his loves in life these days are fishing and playing music, and he's uniquely managed to combine those two in his visit to the South Island. And the duo Kindred Spirit, that's Randy and Jeff, combining a fishing trip and concert tour. And I got a note from Ken Bowie from down that way. He's really helped them get some Southland area gigs and has worked with him, and he'll be going to lots of those concerts. Thanks very much for sending me the information, Ken. Really appreciate it. And the places that they're playing, 14th, 15th, 16th of February, they're in the Takaka region. And Friday the 20th, they are playing at Tahakopa in the Catlins area. Our Hut is the name of the place, hosted by Mary and Ferg Sutherland. Sunday the 22nd, they're playing at Arrowtown at the Fork and Tap. That sounds like a pub. And that's an afternoon concert, 2 p.m., so that'd be great to go and see. Wednesday the 25th, a bit of a gap for fishing there and sightseeing at the Waikaya, playing Waikaya at the Masonic Hall there. Thursday the 26th, Dunedin Folk Club at the Opaho Bowling Club in Lovelock Avenue. Friday the 27th, they're at the Southland Musicians Club in Preston Street, Invercargill. Saturday the 28th, they're at Belcairn Hall, just north of Christchurch, going north, heading up north. And Sunday the 1st of March at the Christchurch Folk Club, 29 Domain Terrace in Spraydon. Pick them up at any of those places. You'd love to see them. Just very relaxed musicians. Recordings don't do justice to people like this, because seeing them live, sitting there playing guitar and fiddle, accordion, whatever it is, and singing and sharing their stories with you is just amazing. And I'd recommend that you take any opportunity you can to go and see Kindred Spirit. Let's hear a track from them now. I've picked one out, and it's called Back in Your Own Backyard.
That bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see the castles of Spain through your window pane, back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, soon you will come, weary of heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right before your eyes, back in your own backyard. Thank you. feathers of blue as he's waiting for you. Back in your own backyard, you'll see the castles of Spain through your window pane. Back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, soon you will come. Weary of heart, back where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies right before your eyes, back in your own backyard. Go to the east, go to the west, soon you will come. Weary of heart, back where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies right before your eyes, back in your own backyard. That's right, back in your own backyard.
Yes, so remember, go and see Kindred Spirit any opportunity you can. I think you will enjoy the experience. I'm sure you will enjoy the experience. Real nice folks. Talk to them. Tell them you know of a good fishing hole and they'd probably talk to you for ages. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcast. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I really do appreciate it. I know we've got listeners all over New Zealand and Australia, in the USA, in Ireland, in the UK, lots of people all over the world, and I know you enjoy bluegrass music as much as I do, probably find my take on bluegrass music a little bit interesting, being as I come from down here in Hamilton, New Zealand, a little bit far away from the main hub of things, but that's all right. Let's hear some music from San Francisco in 1968, some early bluegrass music, and the stalwarts of the scene in those days were Vern and Ray. Vern Williams on mandolin and vocals, Ray Park on guitar and fiddle and vocals. And they were accompanied by local musicians. And in this album, they were accompanied by Herb Peterson, a young, early 20s Herb Peterson. I got to know him when he was part of the Beatles. He was in the band Here Today. He's done some great music with Chris Hillman. He's a fine musician and singer. And Howard Courtney, bass. So what this is a live record. So it sounds pretty rough in places, but we're going to hear the introductions to the band and then a tune called 22nd Rag, which is how they usually introduce their programs. And then we're going to hear Little Georgia Rose, if all my machinations with this desk work out, that's what we're going to hear. So here's Vern and Ray doing some real hard-driving bluegrass.
I'd like to introduce the boys to you. On my back here, you'll see Mr. Herb Peterson, the boy who comes from Berkeley. Say goodbye, Herb. Laverne Williams over here from Bullfrog Valley, Arkansas.
All right.
Mr. Howard Courtney, he worked with us down in Los Angeles at the Ash Grove. And, of course, he plays a little different type of music. Now he's kind of changed his style, looks, and so forth. But he's a real nice kid, and we like him.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
We'd like to do you a little thing.
And this guy right here, this is Ray Park.
My name's Ray Parks. Thank you. Here's a little intro we always play just before we go on. Of course, there's no curtain to open up and bring us on here, but we're just here. But we'll do it anyway. I like the way Herb picks a banjo on his Herb.
Thank you.
Recorded live at the San Francisco Folk Festival in 1968, I believe. And lots of energy in their bluegrass music. Let's hear from the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience again with their version of Reuben's Train.
Don't blow.
Oh, what a great version of Reuben's Train that was. And that was David Grisman and the Bluegrass Experience. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Thanks very much for tuning in, listening. If you've stayed with me this far, hope you've enjoyed the music. Remember to go to one of the shows, You, Me, Everybody, if you're in the North Island, or Kindred Spirit, if you're in the South Island. Next week, they'll be playing in your area. So go and see them and say you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to take it out with some picking from an album called Ultimate Picking, and here's a tune called Done Gone. I call this Scott Vestal, who plays banjo, and his friends. It's a great tune. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.